Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
But the bottom line is, it's always a good day to pay attention to our water. And Jim Murphy is paying attention to it every single day because he's caring deeply about the interaction of what we do to our planet and its impact on those who don't speak English. Jim Murphy, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. So, Director of Legal Advocacy, may I assume that you're a lawyer?
I am a lawyer, yes.
Yes. Okay, well, me too. So tell me, Jim, as Director of Legal Advocacy, what is your role? Do you bring lawsuits on behalf of creatures and planets and insects and all the, you know, and animals and wildlife? Tell me, what do you do?
I definitely help the National Wildlife Federation go into court and other venues to protect wildlife and to protect the places they rely on, water being one of the biggest. You know, obviously, we all need water to live, and wildlife is no exception.
So is part of what you do, for example, let me ask you something. We just interviewed somebody a couple of weeks ago who was instrumental in getting Connecticut to take down a dam. And in fact, apparently there are thousands of these dams all over Connecticut, and taking down dams helps trout. It keeps the water cold. There's a lot of other good things that it does when it can be done safely and properly. And so would that be the kind of a thing on a grassroots level that you would occasionally have the National Wildlife Federation do, which is to sue to maybe, you know, take down dams?
We definitely are out west right now. We're definitely looking at dam removal as a way to ensure that salmon come back in that region. We're primarily focused right now on restoring basic Clean Water Act protections for streams and wetlands. Last year, the Supreme Court issued a decision that rolled back a half century of basic pollution and destruction protections for more than half of America's wetlands and millions of miles of streams. So that's
what do you mean?
Primary focus.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the Supreme Court, in a decision called Sackett versus EPA, found that basic federal protections, the Clean Water Act was passed in 1972. It's the reason that we don't have rivers on fire, and it's the reason that the Great Lakes are no longer dead lakes anymore, and you know that Long Island Sound has been cleaned up. They found that that act no longer protects many of the important wetlands and streams that help keep those waterways healthy and ensure that what comes out of our tap is clean and safe.
What? On what legal basis did they do that? Why?
They did it on a technicality. There's a term in the Clean Water Act, navigable, that Congress kind of thought it wrote away, and a very different judiciary. You know, the judiciary was much less conservative back in the 70s. Honed in on that term and essentially rewrote the Clean Water Act for 50 years across all administrations, Republican, Democrat. The Clean Water Act was very broadly interpreted to protect all important waters. And this particular cast of Supreme Court justices found that it no longer protected many of the streams and waters that everyone assumed had been protected for decades now.
Usually when they do that, it's more like, handing it off to various state legislatures and saying, well, you can protect it if you want to, but we don't necessarily protect it. So does that mean you have now moved to a battleground of 50 different states?
Yes, it's with the federal protections stripped back. Protections at the state and local level are more important than ever. So the National Wildlife Federation is working with states to make sure that they understand the risk that now exists to their waters and to do all they can to protect it. But, you know, the reason we had a Clean Water Act in the first place is because states were not doing a proper job of protecting their waters.
Right.
We also
know that
water flowed downhill. So if one state, if Connecticut does a great job of protecting its waters, but its neighboring states don't, Connecticut's going to get a lot of that pollution. So a big focus right now is trying to get Congress to fix that law and overturn that Supreme Court decision and restore the protections that Americans have taken for granted since 1972.
Yes, I mean, people forget, but Richard Nixon, a Republican president, signed the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. And for many, many years, for so many years, frankly, before the late 80s, saving our environment was a bipartisan effort, and then it became not so much one. But there have to be, I would think, even in today's Congress, many Republicans who want to have clean water. It's a no-brainer. What are the chances of getting something like this passed?
Well, as you mentioned, Americans strongly support clean water. A recent poll by the Walton Family Foundation found that over 90% of Americans want clean water coming out of their taps, and they want clean water in the lakes, streams, rivers, and wetlands that they rely on. So it's a very popular issue. Right now, there's a disconnect between what's happening in Congress and what people want. And a big thing that the National Wildlife Federation is focused on, with help from the Walton Family Foundation, is making sure that Americans demand that their love of clean water is reflected in what Congress does.
I just cannot, I mean, it's such a no-brainer. We're chatting with Jim Murphy, the National Wildlife Federation Director of Legal Advocacy. Who would want to see any erosions for clean water protections? It's just dumb. It's just dumb. How would a politician defend themselves on this?
Well, I think what's happened is we have a lot of special interests out there that benefit when they don't have to clean up their mess. And right now we have a lot of politicians who are listening to them instead of the people. And one thing we need to do is make sure that politicians start listening to the people, because you're right. Everyone supports clean water, and everyone needs clean water to live.
I mean, I can vividly remember some of the documentaries around fracking, some of the documentaries around Love Canal, where people put their faucets and then they would take a match and the water would light up with a flame. How freaky is that?
Yeah, those are the type of risks that we have when you don't have fundamental protections. You know, the Cuyahoga River was on fire. The Penobscot River in Maine was so polluted it peeled the paint from nearby buildings. You know, we can't have our waters return to those states again. You know, we really need to recognize this threat when Americans are made aware of it. And most Americans, unfortunately, don't know about it yet. It's kind of this decision that the Supreme Court put out that got hidden a little in all the noise. But when Americans find out about it, 4 out of 5, and it's a bipartisan agreement, are alarmed that these protections have been rolled back and want action taken.
So is there anything that you're asking our audience to do as an action step?
You can certainly go to our website, nwf.org. There's a lot of actions you can take there. And I think also the Walton Family Foundation is another great source of information. But really telling all your leaders at all levels, local, state, and in Congress, that clean water is important. We can't roll back clean water protections. If anything, we need protections to be stronger. And that's letting those policymakers know that that's a high priority on World Water Day and every day.
Thank you so much, Jim Murphy, the National Wildlife Federation Director of Legal Advocacy, celebrating World Water Day coming up on March 22nd. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for coming on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@lisawexler.com.